This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Washington ranchers are encouraged after a Thurston County judge upholds the state of Washington's policy when it comes to killing predatory wolves. Superior Court Judge John Skinner ruled on November 1st that fish and wildlife standards are good enough and further scrutiny is not necessary. But Washington Farm Bureau's Tom Davis says there's still some gray area.
The judge ruled on three, and there's a fourth court case that's still outstanding, but most of them centered on the protocol that was developed by the department and working with the Wolf Advisory Group that I'm a member of.
And Davis says members of the advisory group come from varied backgrounds.
This advisory group was made up of ranchers, of environmentalists, hunters, recreationalists, so a broad spectrum of folks that have, you know, differing opinions on wolf and wolf recovery.
And Davis says the established protocol for removing wolves was agreed upon.
You know, the protocol wasn't just how do you kill a bad wolf, but it's like, when should wolves be removed from the landscape? And what is the responsibility of the rancher to take steps to prevent their livestock from being injured or killed?
And he says those rules are followed.
So there are standards that are established that provides responsibilities for the rancher.
Listen tomorrow for more on this ruling and what it means moving forward.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.